Simtek CD Productions presents Mufti Ismail Menk.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, creator, nourisher, cherisher, sustainer of everything that exists besides himself. Wa usalli wa usallim ala khatamil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, nabiyyina wa habibina wa qudwatina wa imamina Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin. Blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon all those who have followed him, upon all those who are following him. May Allah make us from amongst them. In fact, blessings upon all those who will follow him until Qiyamah. May Allah make our offspring from amongst them as well. Honored ulama and beloved brothers who are here today, moments ago I had spoken to some of our sisters who had gathered for a similar occasion for a member of the same family. May Allah grant them all success in the dunya and the akhirah and include us also in that. I wish to share the same words or similar words with those who are gathered here. Do you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us such a great gift in the fact that we are believers and mu'mineen, that every single one of us, the minute you become a Muslim, automatically you already contribute towards the protection of the Quran, and you have to be a hafiz of some sort. Maybe not a complete hafiz, but you have to have memorized at least 1, 2, 3, 4 surahs of the Quran. How many of us have memorized Suratul Fatiha? I'm sure all of us. Alhamdulillah. So we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we too are partly hafiz. And on the day of Qiyamah, we will also be called to read whatever we know from the Quran. May Allah not make us stutter on that day. May Allah make us read in such a manner that we achieve ranks on that day. The only way to do this is to live the commands of the Quran and to stay away from the prohibitions of the Quran, understanding that it is only through adopting the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we will achieve success. And the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not something that is only outward or that which is apparent, but more so that which is within the heart, that which really revolves around the entire character and conduct of a Muslim and a person. If you are to look at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was described in the Quran, and he is described in the Quran. He was described in several ahadith. He was not described as anything besides what he was. And what was he? وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Indeed, you are of the highest when it comes to character and conduct. As Muslims, we tend to fail in character and conduct. This is one of our major downfalls today. Yes, mashallah, we read our salah, we give our zakah, we go for hajj, we've sacrificed a lot. But we need to develop our character and conduct. We need to cleanse our hearts of all the ailments and dirt that lies within the heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to do that. So the first and foremost point is we are all fortunate that we've memorized part of the Quran. May Allah accept it from us. The second point is that, did you know that those who taught you how to read the Quran from the very, very beginning, alif, ba, ta, tha, and so on. Some of us, like myself, when we initially learnt, we learnt alif, ba, ta, tha. Now, whoever taught you how to pronounce these letters, whoever taught you how to pronounce a single letter, they always get the full reward of every time you've ever read the letter again. And anyone who's ever learnt that letter from you until the day of Qiyamah, these rewards continue. So do not belittle the fact that a teacher might have just taught you alif and ba. Someone might have corrected the qaf that you pronounce, or the ta that you pronounce, or the kha that you pronounce. They will have the full reward of every single time you ever read that letter. May Allah grant us the comprehension. Similarly, we need to now do something to teach our children. We need to do something to teach others. And if we are not professionals, the minimum we could do is to drive them to the madrasa on a daily basis, or regularly whenever possible. And by so doing, we will be achieving the full reward of whatever they ever do in their lives through that madrasa. So just to drive them there, or just to sit and talk to them, to encourage them to read the Quran, to encourage them to become hafiz, to encourage them to do some dini work, Whatever it is, so long as it is positive and it is something taught by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will be achieving the full reward only because we encouraged it or we were part of it in one way or another. In Islam, there is no stinginess when it comes to rewards. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dishes out these rewards wholesale. And we will always be able to feel the blessings of Allah, the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the barakah within our lives, if only we contribute towards the upliftment of Islam and deen in one way or another. May Allah use us to serve this deen in one way or another. So that is the second point. The third point is that for those who have completed their hifz, Hafiz Zubair today, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him also upliftment in every way, as well as his cousin, who also completed today, Hafiz Araisa. May Allah grant them all success, inshallah. I tell you, the reward that there is, not only in reading, memorizing and understanding the Quran, but in putting an effort to try, just to try, the reward is so great that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, Al-Mahiru bil-Qur'ani ma'as-safaratil kiramil barara. The one who recites the Qur'an perfectly, he's gifted. He has a very high rank. وَالَّذِي يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ وَهُوَ يُتَعْتِعُ فَلَهُ أَجْرًا. The one who reads the Qur'an and he suffers a little bit, meaning he doesn't find it so easy. Not every one of us can open the Qur'an and in 1 minute we finish one page. Not every one of us can do that. So the hadith says, those who suffer and take a longer while, for them is a double reward. Subhanallah. For them is a double reward, and this is there because it must not make us feel that, look, I am slow, so I don't want to read the Quran. Read half of what the others are reading. For you is a double reward. May Allah grant us the acceptance. This doesn't mean you must not do anything about it when you don't know how to read well. No, we need to put in an effort and we need to try our best, and Allah will open the doors. But if we are slow, then don't worry. Not everyone is as fast in the Quran. So may Allah grant all those who have completed barakah, all those who are huffaz. Today, seated here, we might have plenty huffaz. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the ability to polish your Qur'an, to keep it strong, to keep it fresh. And you should understand that there is a hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained what the scenario will be on the day of Qiyamah, wherein he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak to each individual. And those who have any part of the Qur'an with them, not necessarily a full hafiz, so long as you have something with you, you will be told to read it on the day of Qiyamah. Read it, let's see what you know. Now you will get stuck wherever you did not adopt the rules of the Qur'an. You will get stuck. May Allah not make us get stuck. That's why I started off by saying, may Allah not make us from amongst those who will stutter on that day. May Allah make us from those amongst those who can recite. Now your memory on that day will not be connected to your memory today. It will be connected to your amal. How much you adopted the laws of the Qur'an, that is how much you will know of it. I was mentioning moments ago that one of my ustads happened to say, do you know that a lot of the ummah will stop at Maliki Yawmiddin, owner of the day of judgment. So we asked him, how come, why is it? We know Surah Al-Fatiha very well. None of us, even in our sleep, we can read Surah Al-Fatiha. He says, no, it is connected to the adoption of the meanings of the Quran. So when we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, we know the meaning. Praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds, if we want to translate it that way. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, most forgiving, most merciful. That also we know. Then we say owner of the day of judgment. He is the one who judges. And he has set aside a day where he will judge. And he is the owner of that day. Now, why will we get stuck there? May Allah not make us from amongst those who get stuck there. But why? The reason cited is because we have become very judgmental today. Every day is a day of judgment, and we take up the post, na'udhu billah, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By judging people, this one is like that, that one is like this, this lady is like this, that man's heart is like this. Imagine, we are ruling over the hearts of the people today. Every day we are doing it, and we are happy about it. So, how then can we feel we are going to cross that verse, Maliki Yawmiddin? When every day we insulted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, I have kept a day aside where I am going to judge between the people in whatever they have disputed. And it is as though we are saying, no, we are going to do it every day. Na'udhu billah. May Allah make us conscious of this. May He protect us from it. May He make us from amongst those who have the cleanest of hearts. Hearts without hatred, without jealousy, without pride and arrogance, hearts without deception, without ill feeling for others. And wallahi, I tell you, it is not very difficult to achieve that. It requires a lot of willpower, and you need to constantly be in check with the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had the greatest gift. He knew he was the best of creatures. But still at times, subhanallah, if we take a look at the incident of Taif, we all know it, and I want to repeat a little bit of it here. What happened? He was beaten. He knew he was the best of creation. He knew he didn't deserve it. But still when he complained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Allahumma inni ashku ilayka dha'fa quwwati. Ya Allah, I am complaining to you the fact that I am weak. I am weak. You have put on my shoulder a burden that I am not succeeding in delivering. Yet he definitely succeeded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew why the people of Taif treated him how they treated him. Similarly, we all know he did not make a bad dua against the people of Taif. He made a dua for their guidance. Today, do you know what is the problem of the ummah? I make dua for your destruction, you are making dua for my destruction. So the ummah is being destroyed. Let's face facts. Everywhere we go, there are problems. We hate the Arabs hate us. They make dua for our destruction, we make dua for their destruction. So they are being destroyed, we are also being destroyed. We have become people with the smallest of hearts. Let us learn to open up our hearts. Let us learn to make dua for hidayah, even for the enemies of Islam. We all know who is the biggest enemy against Islam today. We know him by name and surname. We know him. But what type of dua do we make for him? Let's be honest. Ya Allah, destroy these people. That's why we are seeing the hurricanes there. May Allah grant them whatever is required to keep them away from harming us. Ameen. But at the same time, have we ever tried making dua for guidance for the same man? Ya Allah, the same way you guided Umar ibn al-Khattab, guide this man also. Try the dua, try it. Ya Allah, soften his heart. Who owns the hearts? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nowadays, even if someone was to make a dua like that, we would probably say this man is a sellout. Na'udhu billah. Whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hands and he made a dua, Allahumma a'izzal Islam bi ahadil umarain. Oh Allah, grant strength to Islam through one of the two Umars, either Abu Jahl, whose name was Amr ibn Hisham, or Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. Do you know the same day he accepted Islam? The same day, this dua happened in the house of a sahabi known as Al-Arqam ibn Abi Al-Arqam. As the dua was made, the sahaba heard it. To them, they said ameen to it. And Umar ibn al-Khattab got out of his house with a big sword, marching towards Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to kill him. I'm sure we know the incident. When he walked out, he met one of the companions who told him, why don't you go to your sister's place? Your sister accepted Islam, treat your own family members first. He said, yes, that's right. He went to his sister's place and we know what happened there. He began to beat them, he saw her blood and so on. And then he noticed these pages that they were reading, he asked to read them. They said, no, you've got to cleanse. He cleansed and he read those verses. طه ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى الرحمن على العرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى. That was enough to crumble him. Crumble him. He went marching, take me to Muhammad. His sister and them knew what was happening, that this man, Allah is granting him hidayah. Take me to Muhammad. And he marched. There was blood on the faces of his sister and his brother-in-law and so on. They marched towards the house of Al-Arqam ibn Abi Al-Arqam. At the door they found Hamza ibn Abdul Muttalib, who also had his sword drawn. And he knew the dua that was made. So he looked at Umar, who was one of the biggest enemies of Islam, walking towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's, meaning the house where he was. And he made a dua. Hamza ibn Abdul Muttalib said, Allahumma hadha Umar, in yuridillahu bihi khayran yuslim. وَإِنْ يَكُنْ غَيْرَ ذَٰلِكَ يَكُنْ قَتْلُهُ عَلَيْنَا هَيِّنَا. Oh Allah, this is Umar walking, marching with his sword. He is coming here. If you intend goodness from him, let him accept the fold of Islam. And if he intends any evil, make it easy for us to execute him on this day. So they were ready. As he burst into the room where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, all the sahaba radiallahu anhum were ready, all of them, waiting for any mischief from this man, who happened to be one of the biggest enemies of Islam. And as Umar saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya Rasulullah. Automatically people knew. The minute you address someone Rasulullah, it means you are acknowledging his rank. Inni ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka abduhu wa rasuluh. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship besides Allah. And I bear witness that you are his messenger, his true messenger. You can imagine what was what was going on that day, what was happening when this happened. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. If our hairs stand today, think of those who saw it live happening. And immediately he told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, alasna ala al-haq, are we not on the right path? He says, Bala, yes we are. Why don't we make two safs and walk out to the haram? Today we will make Allah's ibadah in public. Why must we make it in private in this house here? And that was the first day Allah granted strength to Islam through the acceptance of Islam of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. Today we also need to soften our hearts to make dua of hidayah. We tend to make dua of destruction against our own family members nowadays over a few dollars here and there. This is what is going on. It's a fact. It's happening in many homes. May Allah protect us. So we need to make dua for the softening of the hearts and the guidance. Today is a blessed occasion where we have people who have completed the memorization of the Quran. It is a time of acceptance of duas. We must seize the opportunity to make duas that are relevant, to make duas with big, big hearts. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us our dua whenever we make our dua, but He gives us what is best for us. If He had to give us exactly what we asked for, today we would have been making dua for destruction of everyone, as I mentioned moments ago, and everyone would be being destroyed as is happening. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us and protect us. Similarly, another point that must be mentioned on an occasion like this is, do you know that when you are asked to read the Quran on the day of Qiyamah, we spoke about getting stuck. May Allah not make us from amongst those who get stuck. Another point is, you will only be able to read the same way you used to read in the dunya. You won't be able to read in another way. اقرأ وارتقي ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا. Read in the same way that you used to read whilst you were in the dunya. For this reason, believe me, even if it takes you half an hour, 1 hour to read a para, or longer than 1 hour, when you sit, close your eyes and picture yourself reading in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. That is how you will read on the day of Qiyamah. Don't try and rush the words of Allah. We are so gifted that Allah has given us the opportunity to repeat His own words, which He is going to recite inshallah. And we will hear Him reciting these words. So we must try to memorize His words, number one. Number two is, whenever we repeat His words, repeat them in the most melodious tone, no matter how you think you sound, so long as you know you are achieving your own spirituality. Similarly, take your time, try and learn the correct pronunciation, and don't worry, even every day, if you are not a hafiz and you read a quarter para a day, 2-3 pages a day, so long as you know you did it correctly, Allah does not ask you for quantity, He asks you for quality, and if coupled with quantity, alhamdulillah, nurun ala nur. But if not, remember, it is the quality that counts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. The verse in Surah Al-Mulk, which most of us may know by heart.
الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا.
Allah says He created life and death, or death and life, in order to test you who has better deeds. He didn't say who has more deeds. Who has better deeds. Yes, our obligations and our fara'id, we cannot compromise. But we must make sure we have good deeds, pure deeds. And whatever we do, we must do it with ikhlas for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that was the other message that I had this afternoon. That whenever we are reading the Quran, read it properly, bearing in mind that one day when we are taught to read it, or when we are told to read it in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we don't want to be from amongst those who speed off in 2-3 minutes and we want to finish the Quran, insulting not only ourselves, not only Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the owner of those words, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I end with one very important note, on a spiritual note. The spiritual note that I ended with at the previous talk as well, is that, do you know how much our hearts become happy when we hear a good recitation? Some of us like Sudais's reading, some like Shuraim's reading, some like Abdul Basit, some like Abdullah Basfar, and there are so many reciters we don't even know the names. Nowadays, you hear a new person, beautiful reciter, and you ask them, who is this? They will give you a name, Khalid al-Majid. Believe me, if the next time someone goes to Saudi Arabia, ask them to buy one cassette, Khalid al-Majid, and listen to his reciting also. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted our hearts the peace, and our minds also the peace, with different reciters. Imagine if we had to hear the Sahaba reading the Quran, where Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu used to have such a beautiful voice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him one day, Ya Ubay, read. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can I read when you are here? He said, Ya Ubay radiallahu anhu, I like to hear it when you read the Quran. I like to hear it from your mouth, subhanallah. Imagine what type of recitation that must have been that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to want him to read and continue reading. And let's take it a step further. What about when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam reads? How do you think that would be? Think of Sudais and Shurains and Hudhayfis of today. And Abdullah al-Matrud and Ali Jabir and the others. Remember, these are only names that we know. There were millions of better reciters whom we don't know, we will never know. But the best reciter was definitely Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imagine what type of recitation. Let us try and reread how he read. Because we have instruction. We have rules and regulations of recitation. If we adopt those, inshallah, we will get closer to the recitation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah grant that to us. To take it a step further, Jibreel Amin alayhi salam came down with the Quran from Allah. He read it to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam read it how he heard it from Jibreel alayhi salam. Imagine how was the recitation of the angel, Jibreel alayhi salam. We are going to hear it one day, there is no doubt. And all of it, the cream is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recites Surah Ar-Rahman, and all of us will hear it, subhanallah. Imagine, how would that be? We don't even know. Every time you listen to a good recitation, make dua, Ya Allah, grant us and grant our ears the acceptance to listen to the sweetness of your words the day you recite them, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who recite the Quran correctly. Make us from amongst those who do ada of the lessons of the Quran. Make us from amongst those who can adopt whatever the Quran has asked us to adopt. If you adopt the Quran, automatically you will adopt the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the Quran calls you to do that. And may Allah make us from amongst those who are champions of this deen, whom Allah has used to protect this deen in one way or another. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our offspring also huffaz. Today there is an awakening in the ummah. I swear to you, the number of huffaz there are on earth today, never ever was there that number in history. The number of men who have a beard, never ever in history did we have such a number. The number of women who are dressing properly today, never ever in history did we have that number. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how many were they? According to one narration, they were a maximum of 120,000, according to one narration. Let's say all of them were women, which we know were not. And all of them were definitely dressed appropriately. That means at that time, 120,000 of the human race used to dress Islamically. Today we have almost maybe 500 million, inshallah, who dress properly. How many people do we have who make sujood? Today there is the biggest number ever that had ever existed in history. So where is the problem? Where is the problem? Today we are the worst of people. There are the most number of Muslims on earth. 1.7 to 2 billion Muslims on earth. But today we are the ummah that is the deepest divided. Every single masjid is divided into two or more pieces. Every single family is divided into two or more pieces. Every community is divided into 10 or 15 pieces. What is the problem? There is a problem. And the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains that problem. We have lost ikhlas. We have lost sincerity. We don't have a true feeling for one another, and we don't have a true feeling for deen. And I end with a narration where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, I would like to repeat the Arabic for barakah purposes. مَا ذِئْبَانِ جَائِعَانِ أُرْسِلَا فِي غَنَمِ قَوْمٍ بِأَفْسَدَ لَهَا مِنْ حِرْصِ الْمَرْءِ عَلَى الْمَالِ وَالشَّرَفِ لِدِينِهِ. This hadith appears in Sahih al-Bukhari. You will also find it in Riyadh al-Salihin. Alhamdulillah, I just memorized it 2 days ago. May Allah grant us the acceptance. It says that the destruction of two hungry wolves, the destruction of two hungry wolves that are sent into a flock of sheep, is far less than the destruction of a man against his deen the minute he turns towards wealth and position. Which means the minute a person becomes greedy for wealth and position, the destruction he has to the deen he belongs to is greater than the destruction that these wolves, hungry wolves, can have when they are sent into a flock of sheep. And we all know they will not leave one sheep also. So today, this is what we have done to the ummah. We have become greedy. We have lost all forms of track. We have become so materialistic Yes, it is not haram to earn a halal living. It is not haram to have as much as we can and as much as Allah may give us. May Allah grant us and grant us barakah in our wealth. But what is wrong is when that comes hand in hand with leaving deen. Deen goes one side and we are getting on the other side dunya. We cannot earn dunya with the expense or at the expense of deen. The two must either come together or otherwise we choose deen and not the dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who have good hearts. Pure hearts. Believe me, it's not difficult not to have a single enemy on earth. It's not difficult not to have enemies, especially amongst the Muslimin. Why do we need to have enemies? Anyone who says shahada, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should be a person whom automatically his relation with you is thicker than blood. Now if you really treat everyone in that manner, would you ever have a problem? You would never have a difficulty. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us purification of our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best of the dunya and the akhirah. With these few words I end. I do know it's a Sunday afternoon, but I also do know that there is food waiting for all of us. It is also a sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to partake of food. May Allah grant that to us. Maybe we can mention one sunnah of eating before we end. When we eat, do you know that it is sunnah to leave the table whilst you are still hungry? Do you know that it is sunnah to leave the table whilst one third is still of air? The hadith says, فَإِنْ كَانَ لَا بُدَّ فَثُلُثٌ لِلطَّعَامِ وَثُلُثٌ لِلشَّرَابِ وَثُلُثٌ لِلنَّفَسِ. If you really have to, then you must make sure that a third has food in it, a third has water in it, and one third is empty. How many of us adopt that sunnah? Whereas, to be honest with you, if you do, it will grant you a lot of strength. A lot of strength. It will solve your problems. It will solve a lot of your health problems. The doctors will confirm that. Let us try and adopt that sunnah after today, inshallah. And I'm saying that purposely because I don't want to hurt those who are seated here. So after this day, inshallah, we will adopt that sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also. If you are strong enough from today, inshallah, may Allah grant us the happiness. I think we make a short dua, a dua of acceptance and guidance. Allahumma salli ala nabina Muhammad wa ala ali nabina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Ya Allah, forgive our sins. Ya Allah, forgive all our sins. Ya Allah, we are criminals in your eyes. Ya Allah, we have committed so many sins. We've lost count and track of our sins. We don't even know when and how many sins we've committed. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our sins. You are the most merciful. There is none besides you who will forgive sins. Ya Allah, we ask you to grant us elevation in status, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us not get up from this gathering without being forgiven, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know that whenever we raise our hands for you, asking you to forgive us, Ya Allah, there is not a single time when you do not forgive us, Ya Allah. We know you become very, very happy when we turn to you, Ya Allah. We are turning to you on this day. We promise to become better people, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make this a point of turning in our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make this a point of turning in our lives in such a manner that from this day on, Ya Allah, we become purer and better people, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us strong to leave our bad habits and inclinations, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from shaitan, Ya Allah, protect us from the evils of shaitan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from haram and zina, Ya Allah. Protect us from eating that which is haram, from walking to haram places, from doing anything that is haram, Ya Allah. Protect us from evil thoughts and ideas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save our hearts and make them clean, Ya Allah. Make us love all the other Muslimin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us from amongst those whom you love as well, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us loved to others as well, Ya Allah. Purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Purify our businesses, our homes, our families, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us barakah in everything, Ya Allah. Grant us barakah in our health, in our wealth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us barakah in our communities, in our societies, in the ummah at large, in whatever we do, Ya Allah, grant us barakah, Ya Allah. Save us from haram and only let us do that which is halal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever there is a good deed to be done, Ya Allah, use us to do the good deed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever there is a good deed to be done, Ya Allah, ensure that we are part of it in one way or another, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we make dua to you to use us to serve this deen in one way or another, Ya Allah. Use us to protect Islam through us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you don't need us to protect this Islam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you don't need us, but Ya Allah, we are asking you what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has asked you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide us and use us to guide others. Use us to protect this deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we will sacrifice ourselves to protect this deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant us contentment in the dunya and the akhirah. Ya Allah, all those who are married, Ya Allah, grant them happiness in their marriages. Help them to solve their problems, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, today we have petty marital issues, Ya Allah, that divide us. Ya Allah, help us to solve our marital problems, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us to be better people, those who are true to our words, Ya Allah. those who are honest and decent, Ya Allah, those who are moral and very polite, Ya Allah, make us true living examples of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on this day, those who have completed the Quran, grant them barakah, grant them taraqqi, grant them elevation in status, Ya Allah. Them and their parents and grandparents and their progenies, Ya Allah, to come, Ya Allah. Those who will come whom we may never know, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us all elevation, Ya Allah. On this day we have attended this Mubarak day, Ya Allah. Grant us acceptance on this day. Grant us forgiveness on this day. Protect ourselves and our offspring, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect all those to come after us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant our forefathers maghfirat, Ya Allah. All those who have been in the fold of Islam, Ya Allah, grant them maghfirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those from amongst our forefathers who are not Muslims, Ya Allah, you have prohibited us to make dua of mercy for them, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, deal with them leniently in whatever way you feel fit, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, more importantly, have mercy on us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are worthless, Ya Allah. We have committed so many crimes, Ya Allah. We feel worthless, Ya Allah. But if you have mercy on us and if you guide us, Ya Allah, there is no one else, Ya Allah, whom we need, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we need you at every moment of our lives, Ya Allah. Every breath cannot be taken without your help, Ya Allah. Help us to breathe, Ya Allah. And help us to appreciate the fact that we are breathing, Ya Allah. Help us to appreciate the fact that you have given us good health, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know that you have the ability and power to take away the goodness you have given us any moment, Ya Allah. Do not do that to us, Ya Allah. Increase us in goodness, Ya Allah. Make us from amongst those who fulfill their salah on time, Ya Allah. Make us from amongst those who can get up for Fajr salah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us from amongst those who can fulfill all their salah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the true respect of the ulama of this deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the respect of the ulama of this deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant protection to the ulama of this deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know whoever is serving your deen in one way or another, Ya Allah, protect them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are going through difficult times on the globe, Ya Allah. Within the ummah, we have divides, Ya Allah. And outside the ummah, they are waiting for any moment to pounce on us, Ya Allah. You protect us, Ya Allah. Grant unity amongst the members of the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all difficulty that shaitan creates, Ya Allah. From evil thoughts and ideas of one another that shaitan creates, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from evil people, Ya Allah. And all people who are evil, Ya Allah, you guide them and you make them pure, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you protect them and guide them, Ya Allah. Guide them towards goodness, Ya Allah, and take away their evilness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the enemies of Islam, guide them to Islam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, soften their hearts, Ya Allah. Soften their hearts and let them become Muslims, Ya Allah. This Islam, Ya Allah, you know it is for everyone, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, through our dua, guide the entire nations to Islam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whomsoever you have guided to Islam, keep them steadfast on Islam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have been given such a big gift of being Muslims, Ya Allah, we disregard this gift, Ya Allah. We don't even realize this gift, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the day you take us away with shahada, Ya La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Allah, take us away whilst we are smiling, Ya Allah. Take us away in such a way that you are happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy on us in our graves, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the day we are in our graves, Ya Allah, you enlighten our graves with the nur of Iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know we do not deserve that, but you give it to us through your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your mercy is greater than anything that was ever created, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy on all creation, Ya Allah. Have mercy on us especially, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those of previous nations, Ya Allah. Those who belonged to previous Anbiya, Ya Allah. All those who have accepted the call of the previous Anbiya, have mercy on them also, Ya Allah. Grant them also Jannah, Ya Allah. Grant them also Jannah through your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us from amongst those who are not selfish when we make dua, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have done bad to us in one way or another, Ya Allah, forgive them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make them also Jannatis, Ya Allah. Those who have suffered day and night to do us down, Ya Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, forgive them, Ya Allah, on condition that you forgive us as well, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you forgive us and you grant us Jannah, then grant everyone Jannah, Ya Allah. Even those who have done us wrong, Ya Allah, we forgive all of them, Ya Allah. Make us from amongst those who can have hearts of that nature, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us from amongst those who can be purified, Ya Allah. Make us from amongst those who are constantly concerned about their own well, about their own rectification, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, rectify our evil deeds, Ya Allah. Make us from amongst those who can spend their time and their wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, use us in your path in one way or another. And let us respect all those whom you have used in your path in one way or another, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we can ask you, Ya Allah, every single one of us who is seated here is going through different difficulties, different problems that each one might have, Ya Allah. You make easy for everyone all the difficulties they may be going through, Ya Allah. All the problems that each one is facing, Ya Allah. You know them, Ya Allah. You know them very well, Ya Allah. You know their solutions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, solve the problems of everyone who is seated here, Ya Allah. All the ummatis of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Allah, solve their problems, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring the ummah together, Ya Allah. Let us unite under the banner of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ya Allah, we ask you all the goodness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked you, Ya Allah. And we seek protection from all the evil that he has ever sought protection from, Ya Allah. All those who are ill, cure them, Ya Allah. All those who are ill and terminally ill, Ya Allah, you grant them sabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you have not written cure for them, Ya Allah, then at least grant them a reward for every moment that they have been bearing patience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you elevate their status and grant them Jannah the day you take them away, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, to grant the entire Ummah elevation on this day, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not punish us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not punish us neither in the dunya nor in the akhirah, Ya Allah. Do not take away the goodness that you have given us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you to grant us offspring who will be the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Those who don't have children for years and years, Ya Allah, through your mercy, Ya Allah, grant them children, Ya Allah. We are making dua for them today, Ya Allah. Grant them children who will be the coolness of their eyes, Ya Allah. Make our children the champions of deen and use us also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have asked you and we can continue asking you, Ya Allah. Make us from amongst those whom whenever we ask you, you answer the call, Ya Allah. And you give us whatever is best for us. Make us from amongst those whom you grant contentment, Ya Allah, with your decision, Ya Allah. Grant us the level Ridha bil qada, Ya Allah. Grant us the level where we become happy with all your decisions, Ya Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Nice CD, man.
Yeah, Simtek that.
Oh, what do you mean?
Simtek?
What's that?
What do you mean, what's that? Eh? That's a CD.
No, I know it's a CD. I'm asking you, what is that?
What is what?
Simtek.
Huh?
I'm asking you, what is Simtek?
Hey, I told you what is Simtek, man. Simtek is a CD.
And what is that?
Hey, that's what I asked you, man.
What do you mean?
What is what?
Okay, leave what. Who is Simtek?
Huh? Who is Simtek? How much I know Simtek? Do I look like Simtek?
Then why you said Simtek from the beginning? You're the one that said Simtek.
Oh, so that makes me Simtek.
I didn't say that.
Oh, I'm Simtek. Hello, Simtek.
Why you don't just answer the question?
What question?
The same question I asked you from the beginning. Who is Simtek?
Hey, you lying.
What?
You asked me what is Simtek.
Whatever. Don't miss the point.
Hey, you don't even know what your point is, man.
I do.
You don't.
I know exactly what I'm asking you.
You don't know what you're asking. What you're asking?
I'm asking you Simtek.
Right, Simtek.
What is it? Who is it? How is it? When is it? What is Simtek?
And I told you from the beginning, Simtek is a CD.
It's a CD?
Yeah.
How can it be a CD?
What do you mean, how can it be a CD?
Hey.
No, we are listening to the CD now. You're asking me, how can it be a CD?
Oh, okay, that's it. Simtek is a CD.
Yeah, Simtek CD. Got it.
Hey, what's the word, man?
Oh my goodness, did you say that?
Hey, okay, okay, huh? Simtek is a CD. Please drop me off in the corner.
Simtek, Islamic CDs. South Africa's leading Islamic media and audio CD manufacturer.